the book Romans, part 17. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, so relevant for the time that we are living in, was also my doctoral degree. It is available in a book form. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that you are currently busy with in English. Please send this link to your friends and family, to those that you love. Make sure it is over 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's very important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups or people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement. We are not affiliated to any church denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world using the 1816 Bible, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, and not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. It's not the same Bible. The Emphasis Bible were created from the Westcott-Arnott text 1802. Should you require, the name Jesus was originally Yafashua. The name God was originally Elohim Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. And the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yafashua, the name above every other name. If you want to find out more about the names, go do the study that is available on the internet. What is your God's name? Start with part one and work them through. We have to continue now. We have left off yesterday morning, the book Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Now we see that the Apostle Paul is teaching us something here. The Apostle Paul says in verse 16, "For I, who is Apostle Paul, am not ashamed." He's not ashamed of the gospel of Yafashua. And today, we who say that we are Yafist, we are part of the universal bride of Yafashua. We don't belong to a church denomination or organization. We are not to say to be ashamed. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Yafashua. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the original gospel that Yafashua preached more than 2,000 years ago. The original gospel for which he stood, for which he gave his life more than 2,000 years ago. We are not ashamed of the gospel. This is what Apostle Paul says. He said, "For it is the power of Yahweh Almighty." Look at my fingers. "The creator of heaven and earth." Hallelujah. It is what? It is the power. The power is just, the Bible says in Acts 2 verse 7, "Go wait in Jerusalem until I will anoint you with power out of heaven." That power in Greek is dynamos, which is the forepart of dynamite. When you want to blow up a rock or something, you use dynamite. Dynamos. The power. And this is what Yahweh is, and Yafashua through the Ruach is the dynamos in Greek, the power of Yahweh Almighty in action. Hallelujah. When we look at our own lives, our Yahweh, through the blood of Yahushua, came and saved us. We saved by the power of Yahushua. The power in Yahweh, through Yahushua. Father Yahweh couldn't come down to earth. Everybody would have died that would have seen him. Too much power. So he created himself a human body called Yahushua, where only his right hand, Isaiah 53, you can read it, verse 1 to 8, was revealed in Yahushua. Only the right hand, the authority. If I greet you, I say, give me your hand, greet me. You give me which hand? The right hand. Which hand do I give you? The right hand. We greet with our... It's not just a tradition. It's a spiritual action. The authority of my power is my right hand. And so were Yahushua, the authority of his father. When the Ruach came down on him, when he was 30 years old, when John immersed him and he came out of the water, ascended straight up from the water, the Ruach HaKodesh came down on him, his voice in heaven said, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. And the Ruach HaKodesh came down like a dove. It wasn't a dove, nor was it ever a white dove. White dove is the symbol of the Freemasons. So what was he? The father says, the Ruach came down like a dove on Yahushua. And the voice of the Father out of heaven said, this is now my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. He was not the son for the first 30 years. He was the son of man. Then he became the son of Yahweh. As in the study 3, in the 1611 King James Bible, he says the son of God. He was first the son of man, then he became the son of God. Son of Yahweh. El Elohim, hallelujah. For I am not ashamed, says Apostle Paul. He testifies, he says, for the gospel of Yahushua, for this is the power of Yahweh Almighty, unto salvation. It's not just a power that's hanging in the air. This power is unto salvation. To everyone that believeth. To accept Yahushua is one thing. To just say that I believe is one thing. That's the first step. There's three steps. The first step is to believe. To everyone that believe. Believe what? That I'm a sinner. I must believe that I'm a sinner. I'm lost. The second point is to accept the blood of Yahushua for my redemption. The third one is to be immersed in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of my sin. And the fourth one is to live in holiness the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? There's 4 points. We need to accept Him. We need to believe. We need to accept the blood of Yahushua. We need to be immersed in the water in the name of Yahushua. And we need to live in holiness. For this is the power unto salvation. Without that 4 points, you have no power in your salvation. It's not a question of saying, like Joe Austin the other day, he made an altar call and everybody stood up and he says, just pray after me, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I agree that I'm a sinner, I agree that I'm a sinner, I accept you now as my Savior, I accept you now as my Savior. Now he says, no, you are born again. It's a lie. It's a demonic lie. You only get born again after you were buried in a water grave. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Go read Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Shall we abide in sin that grace? Shall we live in sin to abide in grace? No. We who grew equal unto Yahshua through the bath of baptism, immersing. It's important for us to understand scriptures and not just listen to this, to these preachers, although they're preaching to millions or on a Sunday, or thousands on a Sunday. It doesn't say he knows the scripture. No. You can't just say, now I'm born again. You need to be born again out of water and of the Ruach HaKodesh. And you need to be born in the right way. There's a right way and a wrong way to be immersed. Did you know that? Well, the scripture says so. The Bible says, when Paul was in Corinthians, he found disciples, Acts 19:1 to 6. And he found disciples, asked him, have you received the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, when you came to repentance? They said, no. He said, how were you immersed? They said, with the immersion of John, the immerser. He says, but he immersed in the name of Yahshua. He could not immerse with the forgiveness of sin because Yahshua haven't died yet. And when they heard this, they were re-baptized, they were re-immersed in the name of Yahshua to the remission of his sin. And this is the formula to become part of the bride of Yahshua. Acts 2:36-41. On the day of Pentecost, the Ruach is poured over upon the people in the upper room. 120 people draws thousands of people from surrounding areas. And they came and they asked Peter, Apostle Peter, what must we do, brethren? Apostle Peter says, you need to repent. This is what he says. Except just to say that I believe, you need to repent and then say, I believe. Repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahshua to the forgiveness of your sin. And you shall receive the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. For this promises unto you and your children which is afar. We are the children in 2026. He says, and those that accepted his word with joy were immersed. And that day 3,000 souls were immersed. How? In the name of Yahshua to the remission of the sin. Go and read Acts 2:36-41. So there's more to this scripture than what we want to just believe. For it is the power, he says, for I'm not ashamed. For the gospel of Yahshua, for it is the power of Yahweh Almighty unto salvation. What is the salvation? To everyone that believe, that have accepted the blood of Yahshua, that has been immersed in the name of Yahshua, and who are living in holiness the rest of their lives. Now I'm going to read the scripture. For it is the power of Yahweh Almighty unto salvation. Now you know what is a salvation. To everyone that believe, to the Jew first. Why to the Jew first? Because Yahshua was sent to the nation of Israel, the Jews. He came for Daniel's people, the Hebrew people. 2 years of Yahshua's 3 years ministry were only to Israel. Yahshua says to his disciples, do not feed the dogs with your bread. Meaning, don't give the bread of life to the Gentiles. He says, I've come to my own people. But he also says, and they accept me not. Yahshua ministered to the nation of Israel, his people, to the Jews first. And then when he stopped at the water well, and he asked the Samaritan woman for water, she says, how come that you are, well, Hebrew, are talking to me, you say, Samaritan, a Gentile woman? It's unknownly. It's a no-go. Yahshua said, Give me water, and I shall give you water, and fountains of living water will spring up from within. What is that? That's the water of everlasting life. So this scripture is confirming the fact that Yahushua for 2 years ministered unto the nation of Israel only. To the Jews first, and also to the Greeks, in brackets, the Gentiles. The Greeks were not the only Gentiles. The Italians were Gentiles. The Sumerian, Sumerians were Gentiles. So they were different Gentiles. But the scripture says, first the power of, well, let me read the scripture continuously, for I'm not ashamed. For the gospel of Yahushua, for it is the power of Yahweh Almighty, unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, the Israelites, and also to the Greeks, the Gentiles. And today I'm so glad to say that we are not Gentiles anymore. We are called Yahfist, followers of Yahushua. Let's live what we preach. Until tomorrow morning, this Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.